じゃあ、俺はもう忍者コンサルタントのポッドキャストも聞いてます。あのウェブサイトはあの www.ninjaconsultant.com 来てください。よろしく。あのテスティング1 2 1 2、あ、はい、畑かかしっていう名前、あ、今あのニュージャージーにいます。俺はあのアメリカのコスプレコンベンションにいます。今日のコンベンションの名前は女コンです。女で女です。いいね、いちゃいちゃパラダイスの大好き。あ、今日はあのイタチちゃんと俺のセクシーの術います。さくらちゃんもいるけどサスケはいない。でも楽しい。今日はちょっと雨です、ね、じゃあ東京と日本の皆さん、アメリカで来てください。あのそれではじゃあね、バイバイ。
All right, I'm sitting here with in the dealer's room at OnaFest.
Ona!
Say something.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Ninja Consultant rocks.
Say that you're a guest.
So I'm a guest here at OnaFest this year. I have no idea why exactly. It's kind of a weird way it happened. One of my mutual friends is friends with the people at OnaFest. And they were like, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody who's in animation to come and talk and do a panel. And then my friend's like, oh wait, I know this girl, she's doing freelance work for us and she's awesome, she's like an animator and she does all this stuff, and you know, you gotta have her talk at your thing. And so they dragged me over and they're like, this is the people who run OnaFest, you're a guest. I'm like, okay. Next thing I know, like, my name's in like a press release and stuff for OnaFest. So I was just like, I'm nobody, I'm just like some little animator in New York who like tries to keep her job very hard to do stuff. So, but it's cool. Like, I got a table. I'm sharing it with a couple really cool people. With Paige Braddock from James World. And shit, I really feel horrible because I feel real bad for the other person.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch person.
Yeah, I forgot her name and I feel really awful. But I'm glad because she's not sitting next to me to see me forgetting her name. And I'm here with a bit of a cough and stuffy nose, so I sound a little nasally.
Yeah, something's been going on. So you've been sitting in the dealer's room all day.
Just drawing and hanging out, and my ninja consultant friend, Kakashi, and he's actually going out to fetch his girlfriend right now, which is the Anbu,
right,
for a little bit. And just been selling comics and showing off our reel and stuff, and it's been pretty cool.
So, is also trying to start a podcast. What is it? Animation?
Oh, animepodcast.net, which I have yet to get up because I've just been really busy with like a million other projects, including this stuff that I'm doing. I have interviews. Half of them in Japanese, unfortunately, which I still have to get translated because Kakashi is too damn lazy to finish the translations on them.
Nice. So who are the interviews with?
The Adamada Daichi, director of Fruits Baskets, the Seiyu from Fruits Baskets, the director, the owner of Madhouse. I forgot this guy's name.
Sweet.
Yeah, I got a bunch of really cool interviews. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and like put them all together.
Right.
And I'm trying to concentrate more on like the production aspects of anime and stuff and how it is over there. So that's why I got a lot of Japanese guests and stuff. I also want to do some voice talent, but I've just had some really bad luck scoring those interviews. Like, I almost got to interview the guys from Full Metal Alchemist with the English VAs, but then like scheduling conflicts keep going bad. Like, it was just really weird. So eventually, hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. You've also been recording a ton of documentary footage, which is what? Sitting in a closet?
It's sitting in a box in a cabinet that just got shoved a bunch of stuff because I just moved, so I have all this stuff there. I have about, I'd say, a good 20 hours of footage from different cons and a lot of different interviews with different people. And out of it, I cut two little shorts together, one which we call the Glomp Project, where I took poor Kakashi, stuck him in a con and got him glomped by every girl possible, and a couple of guys actually too glomped him. Yeah, that was pretty funny. He didn't like that. So, and I had that actually online right now. You could check it out at rentaninja.com or chaoticunicorn.com. And it's been pretty cool. There are kind of like sidebars for the long feature once that gets all done and stuff.
Yeah, it's like what, 100-to-1 ratio, so you only have like 80 more hours of footage to shoot.
Yeah. I'm hoping to land a couple of other big interviews that'll help fill in some of that space, so it won't be 80 hours, maybe 30 or 40 hours more footage that I have to take. Because I got a lot of like really cool candid interviews with like guests and parents, and people were like, what is going on and why is that guy wearing a giant weird hat on his head? So I've tried to catch it from every perspective, especially like perspectives of people who don't know what anime is or people who are just getting into anime, and try and put it in a way that, you know, people from who are still learning to people who are hardcore otakus will enjoy, hopefully.
Excellent. So, hooray! So now I'm going to talk to the people who are have the dealer's table next to us. So who are you guys? What are you doing?
Hello. Hi. We're from Drama Queen Publisher, headquartered in Houston, Texas. And we're enjoying ourselves at OnaFest.
Yeah. We, our genre is, we publish yaoi and
shoujo. So we're hoping just to share the fun and erotica with all the wonderful fans.
Yeah.
Oh, so do you like import stuff and translate it?
Yes, we license the original works from Japan. And our team translates, edits, and we print it, and we sell it.
Oh, sweet. So what books have you got?
Right now, we debuted with a strong and bold titled called Brother.
1199.
All right. So this is your brother's? Is the
yes. We debuted with Brother. It was released in August 2005, this summer. Uh-huh. It's a very strong, bold title by an up-and-coming artist from Tokyo. Her name is Yuzu Haogi. And she is known for a really beautiful, detailed work and a good, strong storyline.
Oh, sweet. And what other projects have you got in the works?
Okay, coming out the end of this month is Rising Storm, which was her first anthology. It's a great book. It's a main story. Has a little bit of S&M, master-servant, you know, theme. And there's two side stories to that. And my favorite is the side story called Yokohama's story. And then debuting our first shoujo is called Vision of the Other Side. It's the first Taiwanese manhwa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a great, very sweet fantasy shoujo.
It's beautiful art. Yeah, I love the artist.
And the main hero is so gorgeous. He's got long blonde hair. So any girls, you know, and or guys liking blonde bishies with long hair, check our website. You can get the pictures there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Neat. I'm sitting here with Tanya, who you draw some comics.
Yeah, I do Sabrina the Teenage Witch for Archie Comics.
So is that the one? How did you get that deal?
I entered a contest, Tokyo Pop's contest, Rising Stars and Manga. I got published in her second anthology.
Oh yeah, I read that.
Yeah, and my story is Love Sketch. And I guess the people Archie saw the entry, or they read an article about me, and they called me up directly and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? I was like, yeah, absolutely. So
nice. So have you been... Do they pay you well? Or is it really hard?
Well, they pay me okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Comics is never going to make you that much money, so. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I couldn't ask for a better job. You know, I've been working there for about 2 years now, so.
Do you do that, like, full time?
Pretty much, yeah. I do work on some of my own personal work, but as far as real paid jobs, that's really what I do right now. So.
It's something I'm kind of interested in. A lot of my coworkers, and uh-huh. a lot of them are really into comics. One of the guys who work for does like backgrounds and animation, but he got like a book deal to do like a Wizard of Oz adaptation.
Okay.
But he was working on that, and he's just like, it's due February. And, like, he had like hiatus from his other job, but it wasn't like they weren't really giving enough money to support himself.
Right, so, yeah. It's tricky. It's like I'm still considered a freelancer even though I'm working for Archie. But luckily, the it's a monthly comic, so I've always got a steady stream of work coming in. But yeah, I used to be a freelance animator, so I know what it's like to have a job and then have no job and then have a job. And it's like...
Yeah, yeah. So you probably don't have like insurance or anything?
No, no. I need to get some of my own, but yeah, I haven't done that yet. So hopefully I won't get any accidents.
Yeah,
knock on wood.
Like, health insurance is really expensive. You pay for it by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's what I've learned, so...
Rent... Doctor.
Rent right now, I'd rather have a place to sleep than go to the doctor. I don't like the doctor anyway, so it's okay.
It works out.
Yeah.
So, I'm supposed to talk to these guys too. How's OdaFest so far?
It's a lot of fun, actually. I always like coming to like anime conventions and things like that. I love seeing all the cosplayers. One day I'm going to do it myself. Not sure what as yet, but I will do it one day.
Yeah, but that's really cool. So, do you get like... people write you fan letters and stuff for a screener?
Yeah, they send them directly to Archie and then they usually pass them along to me, but I do get some of my own fan mail as well, so it's kind of cool.
Did you watch like TV shows?
No, I never really watched a TV show or read the comics that were before mine, so I think it's actually a good thing because they kind of let me redesign the character, so I wasn't really influenced by any of her past incarnations.
It's like a really old comic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been around for about 40 years. So,
yeah, I remember seeing like the history of women's comics books or something.
Yeah, yeah, she's been around a long time, so this is one of her many transformations over the years. So.
Nice. Yeah. How long have you been going to anime cons and stuff?
Not terribly long. I think Otakon was my first. I went there last year, I think.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, so I've just started hitting. I usually go to the more conventional comic conventions, like, you know, Wizard World and stuff like that. So
Comic-Con?
Yeah. Well, actually, I haven't been there yet. I'm doing that next year. So
I haven't been there yet. Like someday.
Yeah. Yeah, one day. It's kind of like the dream of every comic person. Yeah, it's very expensive. That's one of the reasons why I haven't been there yet. So
yeah, because I've really only flown out to the West Coast like once, and it's kind of like it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah, exactly. So next year though, we're making plans. So
excellent. So do you have other stuff besides Sabrina that you do on your own?
A couple personal like kind of manga projects I'm working on. Kind of spin off of my story that I did in the Rising Stars and Manga thing, but nothing's really come of that yet, so we'll see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. What happened to Love Sketch?
Love Sketch was about a girl who went to like a high school that did field trips a lot and stuff, and it's basically centered on a rafting trip where she kind of like.
Yeah, that one.
Her angst of trying to be close to the guy she liked. And
yeah, she's going to like an art school.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a weird
It's like a weird high school, yeah.
It's like really small.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Because the art was really solid.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, obviously other people thought that too. So. Since they heard. Although I'm like, this is nothing like my high school experience.
Yeah, it's a little different. So.
Yeah. It was interesting. All right. Thanks for your talk.
Yeah, no problem.